Sunday, the 19th of March, 1944. Yesterday was a very important day for me. At 5 o'clock, I put on the potatoes to cook, and Mother gave me some sausage to give to Pater. But he wouldn't take the sausage, and I thought it was because of the awful quarrel that we had recently. Suddenly, my eyes filled with tears. I took the plate back to Mother and went into the toilet to cry. I decided to talk to Pater. After the washing up, I went to his room. We stood by the open window as it grew dark. It's much easier to talk like that. He didn't refuse the sausage because of our argument, but because he didn't want to look too greedy. Then we talked about so much together. It felt good. It was the most wonderful evening I've ever had in the annex. We talked about our parents and our problems with them. I told him how I cry in bed. He said that he goes up to the attic when he is angry. We talked all about our feelings, and it was just as good as I imagined. We talked about the year 1942 and how different we are now. He thought that I was a noisy, annoying girl at first. I thought that he was uninteresting. I told him that we are like two sides of the same coin. I am noisy and he is quiet, but also that I too like peace and quiet. I said that I understand why he goes away to be alone sometimes, and that I'd like to help him when he argues with his parents. "But you always help me," he said. "How?" I asked, very surprised. "Because you're always cheerful." That was the nicest thing he said all evening. He must love me now as a friend, and I'm so grateful and happy for that. Wednesday, the 22nd of March, 1944. Things are getting more and more wonderful here. I think that true love may be happening in the annex. Everyone has made jokes about us, saying that we might get married if we are all in the annex long enough. Perhaps those jokes aren't so silly at all. I'm sure now that Pater loves me too, but I don't know in what way. Does he just want a good friend, or a girlfriend, or a sister? Oh, when I think about Saturday night, about our words, our voices, I feel very satisfied with myself. For the first time, I don't want to change anything that I said.